All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Can you see it? Did you know this?
Check, but the puck comes right to Pettersson, who tries a bank pass for Besser. In with a shot, he scores!
Moment's notice. Adams leaves
to the line.
You're listening to Canucks Conversation.
Quinn Hughes beat reporter here. Like, I won't cover the Canucks. Yeah. I cover Quinn Hughes and what he's doing to the Canucks.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash.
Just wave the guy and get Demko involved. I wanted him in and down Wednesday.
Wow. We should do a radio show together. Right on. I want to fist bump you right now.
What I'll have. Pearl steals, cutting in, shoots, scores!
Don't waste all the good stuff on the off air. Let's go.
Hello, Canucks fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Canucks Conversation, brought to you by the great folks at Zephyr Epic. You can use promo code HOCKEYSEASON, capital H, capital S, all one word, HOCKEYSEASON at ZephyrEpic.com. That will get you $5 off your order. There's a lot of good stuff going on at Zephyr Epic right now. That Black Friday sale, very nice. Go check it out, ZephyrEpic.com, Z-E-P-H-Y-R. Epic on all platforms. You can check them out on Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those fun social media apps. You can do all that. They ship free anywhere in Canada on orders over $50. From Fort McMurray to Fredericton, they ship free.
Fredericton?
What did I say?
Fredericton.
Did I emphasize the Ricton?
I don't know what you emphasized there, but I don't think that was how you did it correctly.
It's Fredericton.
But you did get two cities that start with an F. That's
what
good.
Did I say?
Fredericton.
Did I? Wow. That's because I just read it. Wow. That's tough. Fredericton.
There you go.
Anyway, regardless, we're
capital
also delivered.
Cities? Fredericton, capital city?
Yeah, it is.
Fredericton, Nova Scotia?
No, Halifax is the capital there.
What's then Fredericton?
Newfoundland and Labrador.
No, I don't think
so. No, that's St. John's.
Yeah.
We're going to have to
Fredericton, it's not New Brunswick.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
It's something new.
Might be New Brunswick.
One of those new places. I want to know what happened to the old Brunswick.
Well, that's back east. That's out in England.
Oh, that makes sense.
Maybe.
Oh, that's why they call it New England.
There you go.
Wow.
What a show.
We're going to have to, we're just going to have to delete this. This is like an indictment on both of our IQs.
Just let it run.
Well, people are going to think we're really dumb.
Yeah, but we need time to, I don't want to talk about the team. The team's being really dumb right now. Let's just rather have us be dumb. New Brunswick, Fredericton, New Brunswick.
Wow.
It's capital city of New Brunswick.
In my defense, it's really early. We're recording this really early on Saturday. Early.
I had a 710 milliliter monster before I got here. I'm drinking an extra large coffee right now. I got so much work to. Did you do DoorDash yet?
No. Okay, delivered to you by the great folks at DoorDash. Use promo code CONVODD, capital C, capital D's, all one word. That will get you 25% off and free delivery on your first order with the DoorDash app. Go ahead and use it. CONVODD.
So I had a monster this morning, a big old one. You know those, the big, huge cans with the lids?
Yes.
Had one of those this morning, about 9:30 in the morning. You know how much, I got so much work to do today. It's like the end of the semester for school. I got like at least 8 to 10 hours worth of homework. And here we are talking about the Vancouver Canucks, who have lost 7 games in regulation in their past 8. They've outshot the opponents in those 8 games. But they've been outscored 14-34.
Wow.
Man, I don't know. maybe we could try and tiptoe around the Canucks. Because, like, what is there to talk about with the Canucks right now?
It almost feels weird to be doing a podcast right now because, like, our poll question, we'll get to it. Everything right now is just about, so when is Travis getting fired?
Yeah.
And when is Jim going to not have any more free reign with the team? Right? Like, it's weird to cover this team right now because these are guys that, and Travis especially, these are guys that we like interact with on a near daily basis. And all there is to talk about right now is, okay, so when's he going to get fired? And that sucks. No one wants to talk about that.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, and it's not like we're coming out here saying, oh, the Canucks need to fire Travis. Like, that ship sailed a while ago where we were talking about that, right? And, you know, like, the simple fact of the matter is the Canucks, believe it or not, do have some respect for themselves. And, well, like, we think they do, but the point is they're not going to let this go on. Like, they just turned in their best effort, perhaps that we've seen from them all year last night. 40 shots. And they still lost.
I tell you though, like,
to if Columbus, that was, like, I'm sorry, Columbus is rebuilding. Yeah, Columbus is
they're doing
not
a lot
contender.
Of things right.
Yeah.
And a lot of things are going the Columbus Blue Jackets way. That's the thing. That's the difference. And man, like watching that game last night, the Canucks were like all over them. There was a point in the game where it was 30 shots to 10 shots. Like for the shot count, like the Canucks were playing a good game, but you could just feel it. Like watching that game, as I was writing the post game, I wrote it in the first period. Like in the first period I wrote in there as I was writing, I was like, you can just feel that the Canucks aren't going to score from these shots. But Columbus, every shot they took felt like it had a chance of going in. And I think that's not something we've seen with Thatcher Demko, of course. And that's not really a thing on Thatcher Demko either. To me, it was more just like the feel of the game. Like, I don't know. Maybe we've just been like,
maybe you've watched too much Canucks hockey.
Yeah,
this year.
Maybe I've seen enough Canucks hockey that it's just like it's beaten the idea of hope out of me. But really, you could just feel it watching that game. You're like, even when the fact that Columbus scored like a minute into the game, that just like set the tempo for the game for me, where it was like, no matter how many shots the Canucks get here, no matter how much time they spend in the offensive zone, they're not going to score more goals than the Columbus Blue Jackets. You could just feel it. You could feel it throughout the whole game. And I think to me that like when you start to have that sort of feeling, they're like, I can't believe that you mentioned it. Like nobody's calling for Travis Green's job anymore because it's just so obvious that that's something that needs to happen. Same with Jim Benning, but nobody's calling for their jobs anymore because it's so obvious to everybody. Nobody cares anymore to call for their jobs.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Look at the crew on Twitter that's, you know, the Fire Benning crew. They're not even tweeting Fire Benning anymore. Like, they don't even care to say fire Benning anymore.
Yeah.
They're not even, I don't know. Like, when they get back to the arena, are they going to be chanting it? Or do people even care?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the time that we'll hear it pop up again. But nobody's saying it online anymore. Nobody, I don't know. It's at the point now where we're so past, like, caring about it. And that sucks. It sucks that you're past the point.
It's exactly. Apathy.
I'm at the apathy sense, point right? now.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd get there, especially this season. You know what you said at the start of the season? We said, if the Canucks don't make the playoffs, we're switching this to a Blue Jays podcast. And man, every day I wake up and I think, man, you know how much fun it would be to just like
talk to Alex Manoa,
start building our connections in the Blue Jays organization, start, you know, Nation Network have a Blue Jays
they
thing?
They do. We
there
do.
There we go.
Yeah, Blue Jays Nation.
Blue Jays Nation,
it
man.
Could use a little jolt, too. I mean, Cam Lewis does a great job. This is not to dunk on Cam. Cam does a great job.
Sure, whatever. I don't know. I heard Cam the other day on Sportsnet, freaking oily boy and all over the place at, man, I tell you, I'd rather be an oily boy right now. And you know how I feel about the oily boy.
No kidding. Are you coming to the company Christmas party?
Yeah, I'm going to go around there. I'm going to stir it up. I'm going to get after it with the oily boys.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Gonna fly out to Edmonton.
Can't wait,
right before Christmas.
My first vacation in like 6 years, and it's to Edmonton.
I also have to even see if you can come.
Right.
You should be able to, but yeah. We probably shouldn't have this discussion on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll do this. We'll try. Well, like I said, we got to fill some time here. How much time are we talking
well, hang
about
on,
the
hang
Canucks
on.
Here?
Because there's more to this, right? Is okay, so let's kind of break everything down that's happened since we last had a podcast, Chris.
Oh, great.
Matt Sakaris came out with a report. Did not say that there was a rift between JT Miller and Bo Horvat, even though that's what everybody's saying was reported. That's not what Matt said. Regardless, Matt Sakaris put out a report talking about division in the Canucks locker room and how there were different factions being formed, and there were a lot of young guys in the middle, not sure if they should align with Bo Horvat or JT Miller. and this was something that Tyler Myers talked about. Bo Horvat talked about it last night, and obviously Travis Green did as well. Basically, they all said the report wasn't true. You know, as two people in the media, you do with that what you will. Players do lie. Like, we're not coming out here to say, well, they said it's not true, so it must not be true. Like, look, everybody's trying to dunk on Matt. Like, oh, well, if they said it's not true, then it must not be true. Like, whether you believe the report or not is one thing. But if all you're basing it off of is, look what the players said, I don't know. Like, I think you can have your own doubts about that without the players even saying anything. But I don't know.
Like, you think Bo Horvat's going to come out of the intermission and be like, yeah, you know, things aren't great.
Yeah, you know, everybody's been really mean to me. That's all that Matt Sakaris. Like, you know, he's on to something.
Todd Colson hasn't tried to speak English to me once all year. He's been hanging out with JT Miller for too long.
Oh, man.
But you know what? If the Canucks are serious about this, then lean into it a little bit. You know, start posting videos of like Horvat and Miller bumping into each other in the locker room or something. You know, do the old, was it TSN that did the Corey Schneider Luongo thing? Do something like that. Do something funny. Like, God, Canucks PR. Like, Canucks PR is going through it so hard right now. I look at the tweets, every single tweet, because I have like tweet notifications on for the Canucks. Yeah. You fire that up and like you get the notification. Normally I just wait like 2 minutes and then it's just like you read the replies and it's like, God, the person who has to do that job, this is an easy spot for them to be like, oh, let's make some fake, you know, make like a joke about it. Right. This would be a smart move for the
Canucks. Yeah. Except they're running PR for this organization, which is like a full-time job times 10 and there's only 4 of them doing it. So,
yeah, no, it's, I don't know about this whole like division in the locker room thing either.
Well, sorry, I was making a point.
Yeah,
there.
Go for it.
But what I was saying is like, okay, so that report comes out, blah blah blah. Regardless, one thing we do know, whether you believe the report or not, is that the Canucks were all made aware of it. The players were made aware of it. So whether that was Travis coming in the morning and saying, "Hey, this is what they're saying about you," like this is what it's come to, and then try to get the boys going and, you know, go out there, have a big performance and still come up short, but have a big performance, get over 40 shots on goal, like that type of thing. Like if that was the rallying cry, like, you know, that damn Matt Sakaris, like that's great, but I think
let's win it for Sakaris, boys.
Let's win it to shut up Matt Sakaris. But I think the issue is if if everything they're saying is true and there's no division and yep, everybody's firing on all cylinders, we're all doing great, everything's fine, and this is the result, that's just an indictment on the team. And that, and the thing is, Miller's response or lack thereof to the question from Drantz a few days ago about if everybody's buying in, and he just wasn't going to answer, and then he looks to Brendan Batchelor because Batch was passed the mic by Drantz, and Batch was kind of waiting for Miller to respond, which is why Miller just went, I don't know, like he kind of said it like quietly because he didn't have an answer. He wasn't answering the question, but Batch, before asking his next question, was waiting for Miller to answer the question. Like, they were all looking at him. That's why Miller gave that response. Did a little digging, found that out.
Yeah. I mean, and he's bang on. Like, there has to be, there's more struggles than just on the outside. Like, look, there has to be struggles in the locker room.
Yeah.
You can't be this bad and have everyone in the locker room be like showing up, be like, hey man, let's get to work. Let's go play some hockey. Everything's great. Like, they can't be this. If they are, if that's what they're like, then yeah, you're right. Like, that's a bigger problem in its own. Yeah. If there isn't locker room struggles between people and people attempting to call people out or anything like that, then yeah, there should be struggles in there. Like, it's, I don't know. I look at the way that JT Miller has always been, about how, you know, blunt JT Miller has been, how he has been able to speak up for the group at certain times. I think about COVID, obviously, but I don't know. I think there needs to be a little bit more pressure here on the leadership group for somebody to step up. What are you laughing at?
The Canucks just tweeted out, see the action in person. Grab your season ticket membership today. Limited quantities remaining. And that was just tweeted out. So in 5 minutes, we'll go look at the responses to that because that's always fun. Oh, didn't have to wait 5 minutes. There's already a response. This is not the time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is not the we have relieved Jim Benning and Travis Green of their duties tweet. Come on. Oh, man. Should I retweet that just to be absolutely chaotic?
I think they have enough follows over.
Make sure it gets to as many eyes as possible. Actually, I figure if people are following me, they're probably following the Canucks.
Yeah, I'd hope so. They might start unfollowing, though, pretty soon. Hey, you know what else we could talk about that was pretty fun? Doing the photo shoot the other day.
Oh, yeah. You crushed that.
Yeah, they were really, they were pumping me up a little bit there.
You were a star.
That was fun. Well, it was a little awkward at some time. You know what the most awkward part was? So I go up there and I was up there by myself for a little bit doing, I don't know, he's making me turn around and freaking, I don't know, touch my toes and whatever the hell.
Give me real George Costanza.
Whatever he's making me do there. Then at one point he's like right when we get started, he's like, hand sanitizer. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I like go start like walking off the set to like look for a set. He's like, no. He's like, rub your hands together. Like, you're doing hand sanitizer because that's a sports thing to do or something, apparently. So like that threw me off. And then when you and I were doing our photos together, and then he's like, all right, let's have some fun. And then I was like, let's go back to back then. And he's like, I'm not shooting back to back.
He's like, I don't do back to back.
We're doing it as like a joke, like making fun of the Donnie and Dolly thing is what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm not shooting back to back.
He's like, I don't do back to back.
He was super nice though. That was the only time he snapped at us a little bit though.
He's like, who do these Canucks convo boys think they are? They come in here, they've been Rogers employees for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, you've been there longer than I have.
Well, yeah, you're not even an employee, really. Well,
I just show up.
I am either.
Oh, man.
I wonder where those photos... I was thinking.
I wanted to get those photos.
I was just, those photos, they better be on a bus. Put us on a bus.
Yes.
Or at the airport, because I know 1040 did that with when they were coming through.
I'm not trying to brag, and I know we're just the weekend program at that radio station, but I'm just saying, Cam tweeted out everybody's photos.
Yep.
Ours has the most replies, most engagement.
I saw that too.
Most likes, everything.
I noticed that too.
I think it's because there's that weird photo of me at the end. That got memed quite a bit.
Yeah, I saw it. Somebody just memed this. I just saw it like an hour ago, and I was just like, so I got the lamb donaire. Like, that's a pretty good one.
That's so good. The one that it cracked me up was someone took that photo. And if you haven't seen it, folks, Cam J. Barrow on Twitter. Go check it out.
Or go like our picture.
Yeah, go like our picture. Nobody else's. Or I think it's on my feed as well. I think I retweeted
it this morning too. Yeah.
Someone said, he's a wise guy. He's a wise guy. They're both wise guys. It's the wise guys coming to City TV this fall. That cracked me up. That was good.
Yeah, that was pretty, it's good because I bought that burgundy blazer. Is that what they're called? Blazers? That's what they're called,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I keep calling them tops and people keep telling me. So I got this top. So anyways, I got this burgundy blazer and I was going to buy it. And so I call my girlfriend, of course, because I'm not buying I'm not spending $100 on clothes without calling her. Mm-hmm. So I call her at, she's at work or whatever on the other day when I bought, she's like, no, you can't buy that. It's gross. Blah, 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 blah. It's stupid. It's a disgusting color. And then I get there and what do the makeup and hair ladies say?
The pro stylist.
The pro stylist. They're all like, oh my gosh, we love the burgundy, blah, blah, blah. We love it. Blah, thank you. Oh, your hair looks so good. I was like, yeah, listen, I got my hair cut yesterday. I got my beard done yesterday. I bought that blazer yesterday. Like every, I told them that when, I think before you got there, I was like, yeah, but bought everything yesterday. And then they're like, okay, well, you can tell your girlfriend that she was wrong. And I was like, clearly you guys don't have a girlfriend because you cannot tell your girlfriend that they're wrong.
But you'll say it on a podcast. But,
and she'll listen to this and I'll get a text here pretty soon probably. And, we'll deal with it then.
Nice.
But yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I also
told them that
burgundy.
You had told me you were a little diva before you came in too.
Which was like, funny.
I was, so I'm in there getting makeup done. First time I've ever had makeup on my face too. I had to get the makeup taken off. Nikki, did you wipe yours off?
I washed it just with, okay, soap.
Yeah. So like my girlfriend wiped it off my face with some makeup, but I was getting mine done and I'm like, they're like, so what's the next guy like? And I was like, major diva. they're like, what do you mean? And I was like, I don't know. He's probably going to ask a lot of questions about his hair and make you like fix his hair and stuff. And then you get there and they're like, oh, they're like, we've heard about you. I heard them say that.
Yeah. They, I walk in, they're like, we've heard you're a diva. I'm like, who told you that? And then I see you around the corner. I'm like, oh, there we go. I knew Cam wouldn't say that about me.
No, that was me.
Cam likes me.
Yeah. Well, that was fun, little photo shoot. I wonder where those photos are going to go.
Well, they're going to go to...
They can't just be online. They got to put those up somewhere.
Sportsnet Creative, and then I think we're going to get a billboard. I said that to Cam. I floated the idea to Cam that we
get a
billboard.
You don't even work there. You've been there for a freaking month.
Poster boys for the radio station.
You're already saying...
The weekend programming.
Listen, Cam, I'm on 3 hours a week on the weekends. I need to be on a billboard.
I missed the second shift you ever gave me, but...
Put me on a billboard now. Or else.
Well...
Or else, man, I walk.
The funny thing was, our photo shoot, like, you... I took a picture of you. You took a video... You took a couple of videos of me.
Yeah.
And I just looked so uncomfortable. Like, I was not... That was my first time being photographed, like, professionally. And it was... Actually, if my uncle hears this, he's going to get mad because he did my headshots. Mm. But, you know, like on a photo
That's
set.
That's the second time I've done a photo shoot, actually. The first time for the VI Raiders, shout out to the Canadian Junior Football League.
Were you a player?
I was a player for the Raiders, and I was the hat model because I showed up there and they only had like large shirts.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I can't fit into those. I'm like, well, we got this hat. I said, listen, we're doing a football player's photo shoot, and the biggest size you have is a large. So it was like me and all the receivers, and like, I just ended up being the hat model, but they didn't put makeup on me then. Yesterday, that was the first time I wore makeup. And I'll tell you, you know, like, listen, I'm not going to be
pretty confident.
I was saying, I'm not going to be out here wearing makeup like all the time, but covered up all the blemishes, the little pimples on your forehead,
man.
She made my neck like a different shade. She's like, we're just giving you like a natural tan. And I tell you, I'm not going to be going out wearing makeup, but if we're going to another photo shoot, or like if you ever go on TV with Murph, I'll take some of it for sure. I didn't think I would in the first place, but yeah. And the lady, she's coming out, she's dab, because I was sweating, moving around in that blazer. The guy's making me 360 and touch my toes, all this stuff. The lady's coming out, she's freaking dabbing my forehead to get the sweat off me. And I told her, I was like, we should have used waterproof makeup. I should have warned you how much I sweat.
Drinks for Mr. Faber?
Yeah, no, I
treated like royalty.
Yeah, no, it was fun though.
That was fun, and yeah, like, man, I have like dark eye circles. Everybody knows that. Anybody who's seen a photo of me knows that, and it's totally genetic, which bothers me a lot. Mm. She covered it up.
Yeah, she did mine too.
She covered it. Yeah, we both have them pretty bad.
Well, like, I sleep 4 hours a night.
It looks like both of us stay up watching prospects.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mine isn't genetics. Mine's literally just because I.
Yeah, I wish mine wasn't genetics, but
it was fun.
Yeah, it was. And yeah, like, you know, you feel confident. Like, I don't know when you took yours off, but I went to the mall. I went Black Friday shopping.
I went to Costco.
I didn't change out of my suit or the makeup.
Oh, I did.
I kept my suit on. I went shopping in my suit because it was like a casual suit, you know, like I was wearing a suit, but I was wearing a t-shirt underneath. Mm-hmm. Right. And it was comfortable. And I was just like, you know what?
Look freaking baller going Black Friday shopping in a burgundy suit.
I look freaking dapper.
Yeah.
I had makeup on, which, like, the confidence was through the roof. Mm-hmm. And like, I know there's going to be some jokester out there that's like, oh, you're wearing makeup, football or something.
Yep.
Don't hate it till you try it. Do not knock makeup until you've tried it.
Yeah, all the little pimples I got on my forehead.
Exactly. Gone. Everything's gone. Yeah. You look great. Like, when those photos come out.
Too? So my beard, I got these little spaces here.
Yeah.
And she pumped them up so they popped a little bit. Made the facial hair look even better.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man.
Makeup. She didn't work that magic with me.
No, she didn't. Yeah,
Thank God I shaved. I like almost forgot to shave before leaving the house.
Okay, last thing about this photo shoot. Cody's Photoshop of Dan Riccio.
I didn't see it.
Oh my God. Okay. Cody's been doing this Photoshop, and I think he's gotten pretty good at it. The one that he made of Connor Garland, extremely small.
Oh no!
Cody Stevenson.
Oh my God.
Had the Photoshop on Dan Riccio with the People Show, and it's hilarious.
I'm glad, you know what, Dan replied to it and said, damn you, Cody, with the laughing emoji. I'm really glad that Dan likes that, because like, okay, everybody knocks Riccio for being super short. Riccio's like 2 inches shorter than me, and he's a more stocky guy, so I don't know, everybody hating on Riccio, give it a rest. Although that photo they did with him standing on the platform,
that was funny.
That was very funny. And you know what? It was funny because there was a stool.
Oh, yeah.
And they got us to sit on the stool. And like, it actually, they'll probably use the photo of me on the stool and you behind me. Like, that, those photos look pretty good.
Yeah.
But then they were like,
they swapped us.
You sit on the stool. You sit on the stool, Chris. And I was like, that's a good idea. So you sit. We're like the same height. Yeah, it was the
most. I was much taller than you.
It was the weirdest.
And then he puts me on the stool. He's like, Dave, put your arm on your shoulder. You're like up trying to get onto my arm.
Exactly. I had to jump. They had to get the platform out for me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah,
that one didn't stick either.
Oh, that was so funny. Well, the photo shoot was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. That picture of Riccio. Well done, Cody, on that one. Okay, let's head to, we'll head to break here. Other side, we'll get to the poll question. We'll get back to the Canucks and who's getting fired right on. You're listening to the Canucks Conversation.
Muddlers. Muddlers Pink Lemonade. We are so excited to tell you guys about Muddlers Pink Lemonade. My drink of choice. You guys have all seen it by now. Faber and I went out drinking. That was my drink of choice first night.
I think that the catchphrase for this ad has to be, it's the only alcohol that Quads likes.
Absolutely. It's so good. It's absolutely the best pink lemonade on the market by far. A lot of these other drinks are just a little too sweet for me. Like, I don't really like that. And this is like a nice mix, because I also don't like when it tastes too much like alcohol. But this is like the perfect balance. There's a reason that it was the drink I got when we went to the Parallel Street Kitchen as well.
It, absolutely, man. It is the sweet spot for Quads in the alcoholic beverage realm. You can find it, like you said, at Parallel 49 Street Kitchen and in a ton of liquor stores. All the BC liquor stores have it. It's the bright pink cans, Muddler's Pink Lemonade. Go out and try it today. Alert, alert. Parallel 49 is bringing back one of its favorite beers of the winter. The Salty Scott is back, folks. The Scotch Ale we all know and love is now available across British Columbia in their government and private liquor stores. Enjoy a strong caramel flavor, a salty bite, and a generous 7.5% alcohol. It only takes one of these tall boys to get the night going. So go out and try a Parallel 49 Salty Scott today.
And a massive thank you to all of our sponsors here at the Canucks Conversation Podcast. We are going to get to our poll question, brought to you by Blue Orca Sports Memorabilia at Fuel the Fan on Twitter. Go check them out on Instagram, same handle. Facebook as well. That is where you're going to find them, at Fuel the Fan. Go check them out.
Blue Orca Fuel the Sports Fan update too. They got a shop now on their Facebook page.
Nice.
It's like the full shop now on the Facebook page. Find them. Fuel the Fan. Blue Orca Memorabilia. You can find them easy on Facebook there too. But they got a full shop now on Facebook. So Facebook, what's this? Facebook has a shop? Like, I've seen this before. Like, I know Marketplace, but now there's like actual, you can buy stuff on the shops. So I was looking at this thing the other day. This, it goes into your golf bag, and there's like a puck in between each thing. It's this long thing that goes in your golf bag, and they have these frozen ice pucks where you put beers in each one. And then the frozen ice pucks keep them cold, and it's a cooler, and you slide it right into your bag, and it hides because it goes into the slots where you normally put your golf clubs.
Wow.
I've seen that right in the Facebook shop there. $25. Not bad. Little sleeve. It fits 7 beers into it. Throw some Muddlers in there. That's what I drink on the course, is Muddlers Pink Lemonade. Not even just for the ads, just for, I'm being straight up serious.
Wow.
That was down at, what was it, Whistler Golf Club that I went to. Crushing Muddlers. Before they even sponsored the show. Hmm. Louis Erickson bought me a one, according to the course owner. He said that.
Oh, that's right.
He said, Louis owes us this. I'll tell you, Louis might fit into this lineup pretty good right now.
Really?
At least nothing happened when Louis was on the ice.
That's fair.
You'd forget die, man. Okay, get to the poll question.
Our new poll question: does this team miss Jay Beagle?
How big of a difference would Louis Erickson make to this Canucks team?
You'd be playing in the top six. I'm just joking.
Well, we got another poll question tomorrow on Sportsnet, so we'll save that
there
for
you. Then. Go. Our episode 217 poll question brought to you
gonna,
by Blue.
Sorry, how are we going to get through 3 hours of Canucks talk tomorrow, man? Holy cow. This is going to be hard to get through an hour here. We're going to do Dude. 3 hours of it on Sunday. Oh, man.
We start at 12 tomorrow, right?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I don't know. Oh, my God. We better start getting some guests.
No kidding.
All right.
All right. Our episode 217 poll question. Blue Orca Sports Memorabilia. Folks, Christmas is coming up. Seriously, go check out Blue Orca Sports Memorabilia. Like, we do ads, blah, blah, blah. Go check them out. Like, seriously, go check them out. Christmas is coming up. I know you have a Canucks fan in your life. Maybe you want to buy yourself a Christmas present. Or float the idea to a loved one that you want a Christmas present from. You tell them at Fuel the Fan. Go check it out. Go buy some sports memorabilia. Canucks theme stuff. It's great. Good stuff. Our 217 poll question, who doesn't make it through the road trip? GM, coach, a player, and as always, I'm angry. Chris, right now, leading the vote, 41% say coach, 16% say GM, 5% say a player, and unsurprisingly, like with all of our poll questions lately, 38% say I'm angry.
You know what's crazy to me? Like, okay, you said it kind of before we started recording. You're like, oh, do you think that something happens like tomorrow or after tomorrow? And I was like, maybe. But then they come back and that'll probably be the deal. I forgot that there's still 3 games left on the road trip.
Yep.
There's no chance Travis Green makes it through 3 games of the road trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the only... that's the thing. Like,
I think there's absolutely a chance. I don't think it'll happen. I think there's a chance.
I think, you know, it'd be crazy.
Okay.
What if it is a player that gets traded? I know that's not going to be winning a lot of the poll because everybody's tired of thing, but what if that's like their idea of like, this will shake it up. We like the coach. We like the GM. Let's flop a player. I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Just like a player shakeup. And I don't think that's the right deal. Like, man, it's just you. It is strange to get to this point where, like, we were talking about it earlier, but like nobody cares to say fire whoever anymore. Because it's I don't know. I look at I still think back the last 8 games, 1-7-0. They have one regulation win in their last 8 games where they have outshot the opponents. Like they've, and then like you come out and it's like, oh, you know, like tonight was a good performance. We win this game 8 or 9 times out of 10. It's like, no, you don't, dude. You lose this game 8 or 9 times
out of 10. You've lost it eight out of 10 times.
Like, and if you include like the other overtime loss before this stretch, they've won 1 game in their last 9 where they've outshot. Like, you don't win just because you outshot doesn't mean you should have won. Like, these point shots that we see from the Vancouver Canucks, these absolutely pointless point shots, the only guy who's actually been good at getting like somewhat dangerous shots from the point is Oliver Ekman-Larsson because he knows how to use a screen. You look at Luke Shen, you look at Travis Hamonic when he's in the lineup, a lot of these guys, they send these shots towards the net and it's not even a shot. I think Durant said this the other day. It could be someone else, but I think I was listening to a podcast and they said it. Like, that's not a shot, it's a turnover. It really is. Like, when you take a shot from the point with no screen and it's just a muffin towards the goaltender, it's a turnover more than anything.
Yeah.
It just goes as a shot on the board. It doesn't... Yeah, it's been tough, man. Like, I know. Like, it's so hard to do this right now because it's like we're just waiting for something to change. And then after something changed, where do we go from there? Like, where do we have expectations for the rest of the season once a coaching change or GM change happens?
Yeah. No, exactly. Where do you go from here? There's not a ton of options, right? And the thing is I don't think this organization really wants to, because like we know Travis's contract or whatever, he's going to get paid the rest of this year and next year, right? Do you want to bring in a new coach in anything other than an interim role for this year, because if you're going to let go of your GM, all indications are pointing to that being the case. They're legitimately going to lose way too many fans if they come back next year and say, you know what, same GM, we think he's got it.
Well,
this
that's
time.
You know, if that's the predicament we put ourselves in, is like, or that Jim Benning has put them in, is like Jim needed to make the playoffs this year to keep his job, so he did all that he could to give the roster the best chance of making the playoffs. He traded first
round
pick.
And it wasn't good.
Second round
pick. Let's not forget that the roster's not good. The roster's like a bubble team at best.
Which is like, to your question that you asked Jim the other day, and Harmon brought this up on the show, just tying everything together here. When Jim Benning said that they were 2 years away from being competitive, that was the thought of when Jay Beagle's money comes off the books, when Louis Erickson's money comes off the books, Brandon Sutter's money will be off the books by then, Antoine Roussel's money will be off the books by then. And then it's like, okay, now you have all this money to spend. But then your question was so good to Jim the other day, because that's what you said. You said, is that the same, or whatever your question was, about 2 years? Are you still on that same plan? Obviously, they weren't, because they went out and traded for OEL and Connor Garland, made all this money come in while they're sending out this money that was going to be gone in 1 year. At the end of that year, they traded away a first, a second. Like they obviously have just mixed everything up, because Jim needed to make the playoffs this year. So he gave himself what he believed was the best chance to make the playoffs this year. And listen, if you are looking at trying to make the playoffs this year, trading Jay Beagle, Louis Erickson, and Antoine Roussel for Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Connor Garland, that's a better chance of making the playoffs this year.
For sure.
But I haven't even mentioned the two draft picks that you traded away, or the salary that's going to run now for Connor Garland, which looks great. And Oliver Ekman-Larsson still looks like he's probably not living up to $7 million this year, but he's living up to, you know, a decent amount of monetary value on your cap, and then it's not nothing. So, like, Jim Benning's walked himself into this corner where not only, like, himself, but really the organization, man. Like, there's not a lot of prospects coming in the pipeline here.
Here's the thing is, when I posed that question, it was to Jim, but that's also mostly because we don't hear from Francesco. We don't get to talk to Francesco.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So Jim is this organization's spokesperson. He's their president and their GM. And this is who has to answer for it. And when I asked that question, I'm not trying to say, Jim, you said this, but then you did this. It's more, Jim, you said this on behalf of the organization, and then the organization went and did this. We absolutely know at this point that the organization there's multiple levels involved in hockey ops decisions. It's not just Jim. So you say fire Benning, all that, like, I'm not trying to come here and defend Jim Benning at all. That's the last thing I'm trying to do right now. But like, when I asked that question, there were some people that took issue with it. They're like, oh, you're being so mean to Jim. It wasn't even like directed at Jim. It was a question I had to ask Jim, because we don't hear from the owner, and he is the top guy in this organization that we're allowed to talk to.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. I think, I've seen, what do you think about people saying that they feel bad for Jim? I've seen that a lot online.
I'm one of those people.
You feel bad for Jim because,
to an extent, everybody that says he makes millions of dollars, blah, 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 and he's been at this for 8 years and has done very poorly at his job. Yes. I don't feel bad for him there. Quite frankly, Jim Benning should have been out of a job a long time ago.
Right.
Okay. The reason I feel bad for him now is because it's almost like he's a human shield for the organization. They're like, well, fans hate this guy, so let's just put him out there and blame everything on him. Mm. It's not all on Jim.
No.
It's really not.
There's a lot of hockey decisions being made above Jim, it feels like.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe that would be good if you had a president of hockey operations who knew a lot about hockey.
It'd be good if the president of hockey operations wasn't also your owner.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you 100% there. And that's like, man, how does the problem get fixed if that's it? You know, if that's the problem, which a lot of people believe it is.
Well, nobody's going to come work for this organization. Like, no. Nobody's going to come. Like, you're not going to get Mike Gillis back, because Mike Gillis would never come if I throw that name out there just because he's like, you know, a GM.
Right.
You know, Mike Gillis isn't going to come back if there's anybody meddling.
I've seen people like, good time for Lawrence Gilman to step out of being an AGM and be a you think Gilman wants to come here?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's Mike Fiuta, man. That's going to be the guy. Everyone, watch Mike Fiuta be the next GM for the Canucks. What do you think that, like, people are like, oh, well, this is a time where you can recollect, you can go look at these great assistant GMs and give them a chance to be a GM. You think the assistant general manager of the Tampa Bay Lightning wants to come to Vancouver? You think he's like, you know what? This is a good time for me to go over and be a GM when I can go win the Stanley Cup potentially for a third year in a row. No, this seems like a good time to go to Vancouver where everything's falling apart. Thing.
I know, like, it's a tough sell right now. It Mike is a Fiuta, tough sell.
You bet he'd do it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
I bet he would.
And Bruce Boudreau back on Vancouver radio for another week here.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Wow. He's on live this past week again.
Wow. I don't listen.
No, you don't. You just show up and take photo shoots. And
do photo shoots.
Yeah.
Rogers employee over here.
Yeah.
We need to get the ba-da-da-da on the board. Now that
we got
there.
An open space there on the
we
board.
We do. It's sitting mocking us.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's...
I did Halford and Brough this week.
Yeah, you did.
That was fun.
I listened to that. I was up in the morning driving back from the girlfriend's place through the Massey Tunnel.
I'm going to do it again, too. It was fun with those guys. Did you like my Nelly bit?
Yeah,
I thought that was really good.
Yeah, I was actually convinced that you didn't know who Nelly was because it would have fit your timeline. It was a good bit. You made
made them laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was convinced that wasn't a bit just from knowing you. Like, I actually thought that wasn't a bit.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
It definitely was because they were like... They even said he, but the thing that I was going to lean into was before they went to break, they said, is Nelly still popular? And they're like, he is if you're from the island. And I was like, oh, Nelly Furtado is also from the island.
That's
so
true.
I was like, I put it together.
Nelly does
like,
do those hits, man.
I could do this. So yeah.
Lil Yachty and Nelly, they're always in Nanaimo doing shows.
There you go.
Nelly, I remember Nelly at, not level two, it was Spice Lounge. Nelly at Spice Lounge in Nanaimo.
Wow.
One of the three clubs in Nanaimo, which are about the size of this studio, maybe with a bar.
Nice.
Horrible dance floors there.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder what the club scene's like nowadays after the pandemic, though.
What, here in Nanaimo?
Well, just everywhere. And
here
then
it's...
People, like, you can't go to the club and, like, dance anymore, though, right? Obviously not. Are people doing that now?
I see Snapchat stories really? And such, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen people like partying, but I haven't seen people in the club like bumping and grinding in the club like it was, you know. Well, you don't know because I guess you've never been able to go to a club when you're 19.
I turned 19 and then the pandemic hit. It's been 2 years, man. 2 years. My young adult years. I wouldn't have it any other way, though. Like, I mean, it'd be nice if there was no global pandemic, for sure.
Yeah.
But I can't complain about how my early 20s have gone so far. I've also, like, once I got my job, I started living it up.
Yeah.
Like
Black Friday shopping
in a suit, you know?
Yeah. What else could you ask? Is there anything else we want to do? Canucks talk or shoot? Can we go off the rails for a little bit here? Is there anything else?
No. Like
the Abbotsford
really
Canucks, I'll do a quick little thing because I got no prospect report, but man, I write this article. I go out there. I chat with everyone. Looks like the best roster the Abbotsford Canucks have all season. They got all these guys back. Jack Rathbone's back in the AHL. Justin Bailey sent down. Everything's looking great. You got Phil DiGiuseppe down there. You got Will Lockwood back from injury. Guillaume Breeze was there. Mikey's starting in net, and the Abbotsford Canucks get freaking pumped by the Tucson Roadrunners. There is nothing good going on in this organization right now. I think they scored like a minute in and end up losing 4-1. Will Lockwood scored like 53 seconds into the game and then they end up getting pumped. This is their best roster they can put together. It's just like, man, there's nothing going good anywhere. The only thing that's going good right now in the whole Canucks organization is friend of the show, Aiden McDonough. Like, the things that Aiden McDonough is doing in NCAA hockey, really good. Like, he is just a scoring machine in the NCAA right now. It's just been awesome to watch. That's, like, can you name one other thing that's going good? What's going good in the Canucks organization? Oh, I do have a good thing.
Okay.
And we could touch on this for a little bit. The Botchford project's coming back.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Finally, some positivity.
There is a great
thing.
That
is the best thing in the Canucks organization right now.
Absolutely.
Not even close.
Yep. Absolutely. It isn't close at all. The Botchford project's coming back. We should spend like an hour talking about this tomorrow on the show. That's how we're going to fill it.
Perfect. Well, I've put in a request for a guest too.
Yeah.
From the organization.
Yes. Which is cool. That'll be fun. I think we can say who we requested.
Like, well, no, because what if they decline it? They're like, you guys are blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I heard what you said earlier about we need to make a riff between Miller and the Horvat show or whatever.
Oh, man. No.
We'll see.
Regardless, the Botchford Project is coming back. Folks, if you're out there, you don't have to be a young, aspiring journalist. Just if you've ever wanted to take a kick at the can, like, it's never too late to start. You know, go ahead, apply for the Botchford Project. You have nothing to lose, but potentially plenty to gain. And that's what I tell people when they ask if they should apply. You're never too old. And yeah, like, just absolutely go ahead and do it. I hope to see you in the press box. It'll be super fun. You'll get mentored by like bigwig journalists like Thomas Drance and J-Pat, and you will see me. I'm probably going to offer you very limited advice because I'm still learning. But yeah, if you have any questions about applying, Ryan Beach's DMs are open. My DMs are open. J-Pat, I believe the 1040 Patcast account is open as well. And I believe Drance's DMs are open as well. So definitely go check that out. Canucks.com/Botchford Project. And like, folks, this is a great program. I wrote about it on Canucks Army this week about how it changed my life. Like, you knew me when I got accepted for the Botchford Project and got chosen as the first person. Like, look at where I was then. And compare it to now, it's like night and day. Like, I would have never assumed or guessed in my wildest dreams that I'd be in the press box, like, as a regular media member. And this isn't just to pump my own tires, which I had to say in the story, because I'm, like, trying to tell my story without just sounding like, look how great I am. But also, like, look how great I am.
Yeah. photo shoot, man.
Yeah, photo shoots now. But, like, I was talking to J-Pat, like, a week or two ago in the last homestand. We're just standing in the press box, and he's like, telling me the Botchford Project's coming back. He's like, you know, it's like kind of surreal. Like, 2 years ago to the day, like, it was the 17th when J-Pat and I talked, I think, and my Botchford Project night was on the 16th. Hmm. He's like, 2 years ago, like, it was your first night in here. And I was like, damn, like, yeah, it was literally 2 years ago. And obviously last year was weird with the pandemic and everything. We had single game passes and whatnot. But yeah, it was crazy watching, watching everybody come through last year too, like Lachlan, Clarissa, and Arash, great selections. This year it's going to be 6 people, 2 nights with 3 people on each night.
Yeah, because I think that's what they were saying, that they kind of learned what was kind of cool is having the Botchford people connect with each other a little bit. Like that was
cool.
That was the cool part about last year, was seeing, you know, Lachlan and Clarissa and Arash. Like, I don't think struggle is the right word, but like be shocked a little bit together and be able to like have each other's back in that spot, because it is a lot. Like you know, I remember doing my day where I was by myself, and it was a lot, just like when you weren't like being guided around by Drance, like it was weird to do anything on your own. So I think it's a good idea that they're going back to 2 different groups of 3. I think that's going to be fun. And yeah, like you said, like, you know, DMs are all open. I know that a lot of people that have been DMing me have also been DMing you about it as well. And you know, we're happy to help if there's anything that we can tell you to help your way. But this isn't just for aspiring journalists either. Like, if you have a podcast and that's something that you enjoy doing, maybe this is something that you can go out there and try, because it's a great experience for anyone who tries to cover the team. It's not just people writing, but if you are, like, if you're blogging right now, or if you have your own blog, or if you're writing for anything, like, straight, if you're a student at BCIT, all of my classmates, I don't think any of them listen to this show, but if any of them do, or anybody out there is, you know, a student in the journalism program, you should apply for this. This is
one made for you. Things. Like, priority does go to journalism students, like aspiring journalists and journalism students. And I was a journalism student when I applied, and I didn't finish the journalism program. But
yeah, well,
yeah,
there you go. No, apply. Yeah, I think people should apply. It's a great experience. You get to go to Canuski, get free dinner out of it, and the perfect way to honor the lost Jason Botchford. But I think this is something that helps, you know, not lose the memory of Jason Botchford in the end, because this is what Botch did for so many people. Like, you know, obviously we look at Ryan Beach, we look at Thomas Drance, another, like, Wyatt Harmon, everybody that he helped, like, get a platform, right? Like, that's exactly the big thing, is he gave Harm the platform, he gave Wyatt the platform, being the backup Army's guy. And now this Botchford Project is giving aspiring journalists a platform of their own to write for the Vancouver Canucks.
Exactly. And that's the thing.
A big fat Canucks paycheck for an article. If you're a blogger right now and you're getting paid $5 an article, folks, you get the fat paycheck from the Vancouver Canucks.
That's true.
The most I've ever been paid for an article. Well, actually, You think the Canucks pay well? The AHL, baby. You freaking right for the AHL?
Wow. Whoa. I thought it was the same rate.
Big fat stack of cash coming from the AHL for my fishing article.
Wasn't it the same rate?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Fat stack from the AHL.
Tell me off air how
I'll tell you how much
you.
Off there. There, yep. Fishing article's crushing, by the way, too. Heard the AHL's very happy with that.
Nice.
There'll be another article coming out on the AHL. I got,
there you go.
Got the story, got the requests in. It's going to be, that one's going to be a lot of fun. I can't, I'll tell you off air, but
cool.
It might be coming to the podcast a little bit too, which would be crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Final bit now. You went Black Friday shopping.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you get?
I got some jeans, some darker jeans.
Some Alberta jeans?
You know, they weren't Alberta jeans. Alberta jeans are like light or ripped. That's how I define Alberta jeans. But no, these were like darker.
No, I defy Alberta jeans. They got gems on them, bedazzled gems, because I lived in Grand Prairie, Alberta. So a lot of you go to the Value Village in Grand Prairie, all you see is Ed Hardy tops and bedazzled jeans. We got a caller from Grand Prairie.
Yes, we did.
On 650. Yeah. He's called in a few times.
Yeah.
Can't remember the name, but
Corey. Wasn't his name Corey?
Maybe. That Cody, sounds like maybe? That's a Grand Prairie name. But yeah,
cool. I went and got those jeans, and then I got a sweater as well for like $10, which was really nice. I wore it last night. I'll tell you, that was probably the best Black Friday deal I've ever gotten.
What was it? What was the deal?
It was like it was buy one, get one 75% off, and I went with my cousin, and she bought something else for my brother for Christmas, and then I was like, hey, if you don't want to buy anything else, can I just get this hoodie for like $10? And she's like, sure. So I got a little sweater / hoodie. It was fantastic. And what else did I get? Oh, yeah, I got a couple things from like Best Buy. I got a Lush bath bomb, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I've never.
I didn't know you're a bath bomb guy.
No, I didn't either. I've heard about them.
Had one.
Well, here's the thing. In my apartment, I have a deep soak tub.
You got jets in there?
No.
Oh.
But people comment on my bathtub every time they come over. Mm. Like, people are like, whoa, that is a deep tub. Like, do you have baths in there? And I had a bath the first day I moved in because I forgot to buy a shower curtain.
Right.
But that was just. That was one time.
Not a big bath guy.
No, I'm not a big bath guy. Neither but you know what? I'm like, you know what? One night now, I'm going to have a bath. And I have a bath bomb ready to go for that day.
Fire it up, yeah. You know, I got a jacuzzi tub. I never used it once in my house.
You have a jacuzzi tub?
Yeah, like a big one. Like, you know, like not just a one tub. It's like the big round one. It's in the corner of our upstairs bathroom. I never used it once.
That is sick.
Yeah. I should probably get out there. I also have a hot tub. I haven't used that once. We've had it for a year now, year and a half. I still haven't gotten in. I think I might get into it now, though. I tell you, I've been working so much. I've been sitting in my desk chair.
Oh, you should.
And my back, I have this part of my back right now. It just feels like, it's like if you took a spring and squeezed it really tight, and then someone shoved it into my back. That's what I feel like right now. It's horrible. Like, I am in so much pain.
You need a massage, bud.
I know I need a massage. Well, that's why I said I might hop in the hot tub here, but I did a little Black Friday shopping on my own. Not a ton. I was looking at a laptop, but I ended up just going hit Old Navy up. And you know those long coats? The black one that I always wear?
Mm-hmm.
I bought a gray one now.
Gray, nice.
Little gray square one.
That's good.
And then I bought a couple of shirts. And they were like probably like $2.99 each.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like
Where'd you go?
They already had good deals at Old Navy. I didn't even go into Old Navy. I bought it online. I woke up at about 6 o'clock to go to school on Thursday. I bought it on Thursday. It wasn't even Black Friday. Now I think about it. Woke up to go to school and my girlfriend's texting me. She's like, blah, 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 it was Black Friday sale, and buying you this. And I was like, okay. And then I went on there too. And I said, you know, I'm going to buy this coat. And then right as I'm checking out those, I see a couple of shirts and they're like 70% off, extra 50% off. And I was like, that's 120% off. It didn't work out exactly that way, but ended up like $3 for a couple of shirts because Old Navy's got that double extra large tall that fits me so nice.
They got double XP. I want to go shopping. Like, yeah. I almost want to go shopping again.
Yeah.
Like, I went yesterday. A lot of those sales aren't over.
No. And then the Cyber Monday is right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. Cyber Monday's all online, though, right? That's why they call it Cyber Monday.
Yeah, Cyber Monday, I think, like, that's when I might get, you know, I need a laptop so bad.
Yeah, you do.
My laptop
is
so loud.
Dude, there was good sales yesterday.
I know. The laptop I want's like $100 off, too.
Dude, just get a MacBook.
No, the MacBooks, I looked at them yesterday, and my fingers are too fat for the little key. Look at the little keyboard on your thing.
What?
Look at how small that
is.
This
is like a bigger one. I wanted
a smaller one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man.
You got like caveman hands?
Yeah, like my fingers literally.
Your fingers are fine on that.
One of my fingers is fatter. No, I'm not putting freaking ET with your finger. my finger is fatter than the whole, like, one
space
key. Yeah, like I cannot physically hit one key. Yes, with how fat my fingers are.
Bring your hand
no,
here.
You've made me write the outro on the show a couple times.
Put your finger right on this key.
That's what I'm saying. Look.
I don't believe it.
It is bigger than the L.
Yeah, if you hold... Nobody... You don't type with a flat hand. You type like this with the tips of your fingers.
Not me. That's how I type. I type flat
fingers. Okay, well, if you type with your palm, it probably isn't going to work.
Well, I don't type with my palm. I type with flat fingers.
Well, when you just rested your hand like... Like flat.
That's how I type. Yeah, like that.
What?
That's how I type.
Dude, you're supposed to. Your fingers are like this.
No. That's why you got carpal tunnel.
Yeah, but that's why you can't type like properly.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why there's all these typos.
The MacBook's the problem.
Yeah,
it's not me. That's why I write the post games on my phone last couple days here. How bad these things have been.
Oh man!
But you know what I did buy yesterday on Black Friday? This isn't a Black Friday special, but it's got me so excited for the rest of the day today. I went to Costco. And I picked up one of those $15 big old smacks of shrimp.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got a $15 of shrimp waiting for me today to munch on all day. I got that, and I got spicy ketchup chips. Huge bag, hard bite chips from Costco. What else did I get? Ketchup. Was that a ketchup? Some of the butter chicken sauce from them. And yeah, I'm ready. I got so much work to do. We'll probably get out of here. I got to go get some work going here, and I got to do some ads, some marketing. I got to write three 1,000 word articles. All of it's due tonight. So,
and none of them are for Canucks Army.
No, well, nothing's for Canucks. You know what I wrote about the Canucks on BCIT? It's like I should, but it was just me, just like getting all mad about the team, and I was like, whatever.
Hey,
like,
you could have posted that on Canucks Army.
No, I know, and it was like I actually had. I just tried like making it like having a lot of just weird comparables to the Canucks, and yeah, it was a fine article. Don't read it though, and yeah, it's on.
I'm not as it tells people where it is.
Yeah, never mind. Don't read it. It's a school project. I was like, I can write. I was all pissed off. I was like, if I need a 1,000 word article, because I can do whatever I want for the article. I was like, I can write pretty quickly. A quick 1,000 words about the Canucks took me about 10 minutes.
There you go. Excellent. All right. We'll close it out there. Black Friday shopping. It was a lot of fun. And this episode.
Well, but quick little shop. You know what else I did earlier in the week? I went to the Christmas market.
Okay.
Did I say that on the pod last week? Okay. Well, then never mind. Shut her down.
Did you?
I don't know.
Did. I feel like you did. Or maybe we talked about it off.
I missed the first period of the Canucks game because I was at the Christmas market. No, I didn't. I didn't miss anything at all. You know, I tell you, we better start getting some guests for tomorrow's show because 3 hours of Canucks talk is going to be tough on Sportsnet 650. We're going to need some callers, some texters.
We're going to need a lot. We're going to need a lot of help getting through tomorrow's show, but it'll be fun regardless. So we'll close it out there. For Chris Faber, my name is David Pagelli. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Canucks Conversation.
Thanks for listening to Canucks Conversation, delivered by DoorDash. Hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
How about keep it to a thank you, Jim?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.